Mental problems.
Governor Hochul recently promised to send members of the National Guard to help patrol the subways.
It's frigid in most of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic, dropping into the teens in Baltimore.
I'm feeling cold. I should have wore a different coat.
The temperatures are dangerous if you're outside too long, CBS News Baltimore reporter Casey Baylor.
Medical professionals say it's important to dress in layers and keep yourself moving. Dr. Yemi Adebayo with the University of Maryland Baltimore Washington Medical Center says
that's going to keep the circulation of your body going, and it's going to be your biggest protector.
It is expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season, and not without problems, CBS's Christian Benavides.
Michael Jackman from Toronto is planning to escape the cold for the surf and sand of Hawaii.
First off, our bags got sent here instead of straight to Lihue, so we have to now go over to the customer assistance. I got new bags. I can't find it in the system.
Airports in the D.C. area, Boston, and other cities across the nation are seeing a steady stream of travelers.
This final Sunday before the holiday is also a busy shopping day.
This is the start of our shopping journey. Oh, yeah. A little late to the shopping, but excited.
Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman says he hopes President-elect Trump has a successful second term.
I hope, because I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation.
He appeared on ABC. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke on CBS's Face the Nation about the deportation of 200,000 migrants during the Biden administration.
What we have to do is to ensure that the problem does not continue. This broken system needs to be fixed.
CBS News has learned Trump is filling out his National Security Council with several officials who served in his first administration. Sources say both energy consultant Brian McCormack and Middle East advisor Andrew Peake will take seats on the council. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
A store helps those in need this holiday season.
What's called the Community Christmas Store in Roanoke, Virginia, has given hundreds of families a Christmas to remember in southwestern Virginia for more than 30 years. It's provided many with donated goods, gifts, and food.
You know, our families that we serve, you know, they don't have the best of luck all year long. So we want to make sure one day out of the year that they have nothing to worry about. They have a nice Christmas, they have some nice gifts, plenty of food.
Ray Huff has volunteered at the Christmas Store each holiday season for more than 25 years. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Roanoke, Virginia.
If all you want is perfectly crafted cocktails, Julie Reiner is your go-to. Bar owner, mixologist, and creator of a new seasonal pop-up, Blitzen's Bar at 13 Omni Hotels and Resorts, featuring drinks like the Frostbite. If you're hosting a party, she says prepare drinks in advance. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of snow or freezing rain, a low near 29. Winds gust to 30 out of the south. For your Monday and starting early Monday, a winter weather advisory. Some drizzle, snow, freezing rain all possible. Highs near 35 and gusty winds.
Right now, it's 32.
There she was, just a walking down the street singing.
Tapping
her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on. Single day singing.
In times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Sound of music.
Memorial Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back. A merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days. Shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
The Badgers.
Seats Max. Face the three. Takes the three. Left side. Yes, sir.
Flee.
Pivots. Fades. Flips. Good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up. Got it. With the right hand. It counts and it foul.
The
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yours too.
Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
that you wear in high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur betrothal, listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Believer and a homecoming queen. I take for granted that you're always there. chance. You always will be mine. It's eternal love. When other love are gone, ours will be strong. We'd have our very own everlasting love.
WRJN. Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Persuasion, yeah. Crystal blue persuasion.
And that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, yeah, I'm still the limit. I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got the feeling to get me, babe. Here I am, baby. You got the feeling to get me, babe. Hey, I've done a lot of foolish things that are really.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The NYPD has a person of interest in custody after a woman was lit on fire inside a New York City subway car this morning. Police say she was sleeping on a stationary train when it happened. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The suspect used what we believe to be a lighter to ignite the victim's clothing, which became fully engulfed in a matter of seconds.
Metropolitan Transportation Authority Chief Security Officer Michael Kemper expressed his outrage at the attack.
There must be strong, swift consequences on this person.
It's expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the holiday season in airports and on roads. CBS's Elise Preston details some of the problems.
Some tempers flare. Police at LAX handcuffed and detained a passenger for allegedly attacking an employee at a Spirit Airlines ticket counter. Still, no significant delays or endless lines at security checkpoints to slow travelers down.
I come to LA pretty much every other month, and so this is the first time I've come during Christmas time, and it was pretty insane.
Amtrak trains were halted between New York and Philadelphia earlier today because of downed wires.